Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few words on the latest chink in the inevitability armor of Mitt Romney. Talking about the Ayatollah of Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum. A man gaining momentum in the Republican primary race precisely because he is not Mitt Romney. Also allowing Obama to shoot up in the polls for cleverly disguising himself as not a Republican. Santorum takes conservatism as serious as a jury summons, claiming not to believe in global warming or evolution or even in public education, saying that for the first 150 years, presidents homeschooled their kids. Yeah, and for the first 150 years, sick presidents were operated on by barbers whose instrument bags contained jars of leeches. Now, he does have some beliefs, such as burning women as witches because their tomatoes grew too big. Women don't have rights. They're just baby tunnels for Christ. Addressing another no-no, contraception, one of Santorum's big backers, Foster Freeze, went on CNN to say back in his day, girls used aspirin as birth control pills. Huh? Yeah, they stuck it between their knees and tried to keep it there. A bad 50s joke, and so is Rick Santorum. Looks like Mr. Rogers with rabies. He's so conservative his globe is flat. To him, erosion is a theory endorsed by radical environmentalists whose phony theology is not based on the Bible. So old school, his idea of progress is smelting a lighter alloy for the buckle on his hat. He yelled at the press for allegedly holding the GOP to a tougher standard. Of course, the Democrats don't say as much stupid stuff. They only got one Joe Biden, and Republicans have at least nine. After the last debate, it's pretty obvious the GOP isn't just scraping the bottom of the barrel. They're squeezing the goo from between the slats that leaked out of the bottom of the barrel. Yeah, right. The last debate. Promises, promises. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.